Thank you. I'm here with Police Commissioner Dan Durenda to give the media and community an update on the shooting of an 8-year-old that occurred last night in the city of Buffalo just after 10 o'clock in the 400 block of South Division. As you heard, Commissioner Durenda and Deputy Police Commissioner Beatty and I just came from meeting with the family. The family is leaning on each other for strength and asking the members of the community for their prayers. I do have a statement from the family that they would like to have read at this time. The family has also agreed to release the name of their 8-year-old son. This is a statement from the parents of 8-year-old Donnell Bibbs. Mrs. Johnson said, "Our family would like to thank everyone for their concern and prayers for Donnell. At this time, the family has asked for their privacy. Please continue to pray for him as he fights to recover. Donnell is listed in critical condition and is currently undergoing his second surgery." So this is a senseless act of violence that leaves an 8-year-old fighting for his life. We know that this was a targeted act of violence. It is not a random act of violence. Donnell was with members of his family, and we believe that a member of the family was targeted. We will be offering a reward of $2,500, $2,500 from the Buffalo Police Department with Crime Stoppers for information that will lead to the arrest and conviction of the individual who is responsible for this senseless crime. These types of crimes will not be tolerated. We will make sure that this reward information gets out. The police department is working diligently as we speak right now, piecing together leads on this shooting. The family again is asking for the members of the community for their prayers, and I am asking, our police department is asking, if there is anyone that has any information whatsoever that can help lead to the arrest and conviction of the individual responsible for this shooting, please come forward. Again, the Buffalo Police with Crime Stoppers is offering a $2,500 reward for information that will lead to the arrest and conviction of this individual. At this time, I will open up for questions that you might have of myself or Commissioner Durenda.
Who else was in the car with him, and were they the targets?
Commissioner?
First of all, I'd like to say our thoughts and prayers are with the family and the 8-year-old victim. He had two brothers and a mother in the vehicle with him.
Were any of them the targets?
We believe that this was not a random act, that it was a targeted. We believe one of the two brothers was targeted, and we believe this is gang-related.
This gang violence is getting out of control. I mean, we had an 11-year-old on Humason not too long ago shot. Those people haven't been captured. I mean, what do you tell the people on the streets of Buffalo who are living in the city because they keep hearing this over and over again?
We need people to come forward. We know there are people who have witnessed this. We are not getting a lot of cooperation in these gang shootings. We need them to come forward and step up because this was a total senseless, tragic act. An 8-year-old was struck, now fighting for his life in a hospital behind us. It just doesn't make any sense. But we need people to come forward and give statements and tell us what they know.
How old were the intended targets?
I don't have that information. We believe one of the two brothers was targeted.
How old are they?
I don't have that information, 19, 20, that range.
Are they familiar to you?
Yes.
Do few more questions. A few more.
Can you tell us the details? What time? How many shots were fired? What you know?
It was about just after 10 o'clock last night in the 400 block of South Division. The vehicle was parked. We had one suspect, we believe, run up to the vehicle and fire multiple shots at and into the vehicle. 10 to 15 shots, and that's about all I can release on that at this point.
This is pretty close to downtown.
400 block of South Division. Anytime it happens anywhere, it's a concern. Again,
where were they parked, Commissioner?
I believe they were there to visit a relative.
Okay.
One or two more questions. One or two more.
And there, you say there were witnesses?
It's a concern anywhere it happens. This happened at after 10 o'clock last night, so the school becomes irrelevant. Anywhere it happens, it's unacceptable. The violence where an 8-year-old gets struck in the head, and as the reporter said, an 11-year-old a few weeks earlier, unacceptable, cannot tolerate, and we need people to step forward and let us know what they know.
One more question.
You have a number of unsolved homicides continuing to happen in this city. What are you doing to make sure that they're solved?
We are working diligently. There are many that are should be announced in a week, a couple weeks ahead to, with arrest. Again, we need a lot of these recent homicides, shootings have been gang-related. We get less cooperation when they are gang-related. A lot of the victims are suspects in other homicides, other shootings, so we don't get cooperation from them or their friends. We had an incident where we had a female shot. There were three or four individuals shooting at each other and probably 30 people together, and nobody really knows anything. So, again, we need people to come forward and let us know what information they have.
Thank you.
Officers on staff.
Again, I can't.
Thank you.
Can't talk
thank
that.
You. Any
let
other
me,
updates?
Let me just say as a final point, when people know something about these violent crimes, they need to say something. In this case and other cases going forward, we will be offering rewards for information leading to the arrest and conviction of individuals responsible for these crimes. These crimes will not be tolerated, and our police department will not rest until we find the individuals responsible for this crime and other crimes that have been committed in our city.
Thank you, everyone. And there were witnesses to the shooting, Mayor?
What we are saying is there are individuals out in the community that know the individual who is responsible for this shooting.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.